Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jared Meyer's here. Jared has been with us before. He's a member of our Brain Trust Fellow at Manhattan Institute's Policy Research, for Policy Research. He studies microeconomics and economic effects of business regulations. He's the co-author of a book with another great friend of ours, Diana Furchgott-Roth, titled Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young. He's got a new report out that he's fashioned into an outstanding little booklet that I encourage you to find called Uber Positive, Why Americans Love the Sharing Economy. And he's our good friend, Jared Meyer. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good to have you back. Okay, Jared, Uber, in case people don't know, Uber, folks, is a peer-to-peer, the most well-known peer-to-peer ride-sharing service. Just think of it as a taxi among your peers. That's cleared through and organized through a company called Uber, right? Right, Jared?
Yeah. Uber is a technology company that connects people who have a car and are willing to give a ride to someone with those who want to ride and don't want to stand around on the side of the road waving their hands hoping the taxi comes by.
And it's no different. Tell me how different it is, if anything, from eBay doing the same thing 10 years ago with people who had something to sell.
Yeah, I argue it's really all a part of the same trend.
It's the same thing.
As technology advances, it's easier than ever before for people who have something to find people who want that thing.
It continues to give customers control. Jared, I wrote a whole book on this, The Age of the Customer. This is all about customers having more control. Uber gives customers control. Here's why I love Uber. When I'm in New York City over the last several years, New York City cab drivers are the most arrogant, the most independent, and the most unprofessional cab drivers that I've ever seen. They'll drive by you even though they're not off. They'll literally roll their window down and say, where are you going? If they don't like where you're going, they'll go right on by. They'll cram you into the back of a little bitty seat. I'm not a tall person, but I can't get in and out of these things easily. And so when Uber came along, Jared, and I could get in a nicer car with more room, the person driving me was nice, I could hail them from my building, walk out, get in the car, not give them any money. It's all handled through online. That was heaven for me.
Yeah, and it's because of really what you talked about. I remember back when I read your book, it really opened my eyes to what the peer-to-peer economy does for consumer empowerment. Because now we can hold people liable for good service standards. Because how would you rate a taxi before? You'd have to call into the government, go through this backlog of complaints.
And nobody would care.
No one would care. Now, if you rate an Uber trip, let's say it's out of 5 stars, if you give it 3 stars, you're getting an email from Uber within the hour asking what went wrong.
What happened?
And how they can make it right again.
Right. Exactly right. But, of course, Uber, in the case of your work, Uber is at once specific because they've had specific issues with the regulatory body, but it's also metaphorical for the political class, mostly the progressives, don't like about it because it's not regulated.
Yeah, and you would think they would love something that really democratizes services. I mean, imagine just 5 years ago how much it would cost to get a private car to come pick you up outside your building, pick you wherever you want in a nice car. That's something really only the 1% could afford. Now with Uber, it's truly a service for the 99%. And speaking of New York specifically, I looked at every single Uber ride over a year, and as Uber grew in popularity, its reach into low-income outer borough neighborhoods grew at a much faster rate than its growth in, let's say, downtown and midtown Manhattan was.
And so look, I've taken Uber in probably 6 different cities, including New York and Washington D.C. I've probably taken 50 Uber rides, maybe more. I've never had a bad experience.
Yeah, and that's what happens when other customers are doing the work of vetting people for you, because you'll get taken off the platform. And it's important to keep in mind that Uber workers, let's say TaskRabbit, where you could hire someone to come help you out with a task,
right,
or around the house, handy for.
But they're calling it, they're calling it the gig economy.
Well, people who don't like it very much, well, they always say, like, you know, the gig economy, like gigs are bad things. What they want, especially among the progressives, the main reason they oppose the sharing economy is they want everyone to have a boss. They want everyone to punch a time card.
And to be regulated and unionized.
You've got it exactly right. So when they see a business model that people are flocking to work because of the flexibility and they don't need government help,
right,
they get really worried.
And I'll tell you something else. Every Uber driver is an entrepreneur. And the more entrepreneurial you are, the less progressive you are.
That's another threatening
thing to them.
Yeah, and when you see it, especially among young people who really, they're the entrepreneurial generation. Two-thirds want to start their own business. And when you do look at polls like what Pew's done on their views on the sharing economy, no matter what political leaning they are, they overwhelmingly reject applying outdated, you know, let's say, taxi regulations to Uber. They realize that regulations do little more than protect established interests when they can keep themselves safe through peer-to-peer rating systems. You just don't need government as much as you did in the past.
Well, that's exactly right. So Uber had their challenges, as specifically, we're speaking here specifically about you, Uber. They've had their challenges with cities like Seattle and New York City, right?
Yeah, they've seen it really throughout the U.S. Some cities at the beginning, I remember 2 years ago, Virginia, the entire state issued cease and desist letters to Uber and Lyft. But now it's one of the best states in terms of regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because consumers really took to social media. They took to calling all their state representatives and the governors because they simply love these services. And when government gets between someone and their Uber, there's no faster way to turn them into a free market supporter than doing that.
Right, right. So, all right, I want you to tell us where to find the book.
You can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and bookstores like that.
Okay, it's called Uber Positive, Why Americans Love the Sharing Economy. Folks, another example is Airbnb, which has gone public, right? And is more capitalization without any buildings. It doesn't own any buildings, any hotels. It's got a higher capitalization than Hilton or some of the others have. It's also another example would be Airbnb. Let's see, VRBO, Vacation Rentals,
yeah,
by Owner. That's one that I use a lot, at least once a year. And these are all examples of the sharing economy. When we come back, we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.